The horse whinnied impatiently. The answer, of course, was very simple. He had a whole board of circuits for dealing with exactly this problem. In fact, this was the very heart of his function. He would continue to believe in it, whatever the facts turned out to be. What else was the meaning of belief? The door would still be there, even if the door was not. He pulled himself together. The door would be there, and he must now go to it, because the door was the way. Instead of remounting his horse, he led it. The way was but a short way, and he should enter the presence of the door in humility. He walked, brave and erect, with solemn slowness. He approached the rocky outcrop. He reached it. He turned the corner. He looked. The door was there. The horse, it must be said, was quite surprised. The monk fell to his knees in awe and bewilderment. So braced was he for dealing with the disappointment that was habitually his lot, that though he would never know to admit it, he was completely unprepared for this. He stared at the door in sheer blank system error. It was a door such as he had never seen before. All the doors he knew were great steel-reinforced things because of all the video recorders and dishwashers that were kept behind them, plus, of course, all the expensive electric monks that were needed to believe in it all. This one was simple, wooden and small, about his own size. A monk-sized door, painted white, with a single slightly dented brass knob, slightly less than halfway up one side. It was set simply in the rock face with no explanation as to its origin or purpose. Hardly knowing how he dared, the poor startled monk staggered to his feet and, leading his horse, walked nervously forward towards it. He reached out and touched it. He was so startled when no alarms went off that he jumped back. He touched it again, more firmly this time. He let his hand drop slowly to the handle. Again, no alarms. He waited to be sure, and then he turned it very, very gently. He felt a mechanism release. He held his breath. Nothing. He drew the door towards him, and it came easily. He looked inside, but the interior was so dim in contrast with the desert sun outside that he could see nothing. At last, almost dead with wonder, he entered, pulling the horse in after him. A few minutes later, a figure that had been sitting out of sight around the next outcrop of rock finished rubbing dust on his face, stood up, stretched his limbs, and made his way back towards the door, patting his clothes as he did so.